Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke myself and drink.
Led Zeppelin week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. That's going to California from Led Zeppelin. Joined now for another first round World Series of Faceoff match by Justin Wasmuth and Josh Leach. Justin, welcome.
Yes. Hello. How are you guys?
We're happy to have you. Josh, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
All right. Well, you got a tough act to follow. Our first game today was an ESPN classic. So let's see what we get from you guys. Justin, you're the four seed, so you're up first.
Wow.
That was good, Max. John McEnroe won his final tennis Grand Slam in 1984. Roger Federer won his first Grand Slam tournament in 03. What we want to know are the Grand Slam winners between McEnroe's last win and Federer's first. That, of course, encompasses the Australian, Wimbledon, French, and U.S. Open. Go. You're up first,
okay.
Justin.
Okay. We'll go with Sampras.
Beat Sampras. Did it 14 times. Josh.
He's going to win this. I have no idea.
Think of a tennis player and say his name.
All of them are past Federer. I don't know of any before that, so.
Are you telling me, Josh, that you can't think of a tennis player prior to 2000?
McEnroe.
John McEnroe. Is that correct?
No, John McEnroe did not win any majors after he won his last major, believe it or not.
No. Justin.
I'll go with Michael Chang.
Michael Chang is correct. Josh, would you like to be anywhere else but here right now?
I don't know if there could have been a worse category for me.
I feel terrible for you. I really do. And I think we're going to eliminate tennis from now on.
What do you mean?
I almost didn't put this
out. That's not a difficult category. This is the World Series of Face-Off.
Do you have somebody you want to guess?
Nope, I'm out.
Josh, right. Just say Andre Agassi and let's
Justin,
move on.
Justin, you move on in the World Series of Face-Off.
Okay.
Josh,
all right.
Thanks for trying.
Josh, wait.
Nah, Josh is gone.
Josh is gone?
Yeah, Josh. Josh wants out of here. Josh, thanks.
You bet.
Wait, Josh, you just told me he was
I'm
gone.
Here.
Josh, I tried to give you a bye, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
now what do you think of Jeff?
You let me down.
Thanks, Josh.
I'll be at Edie.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you there.
All right, let's get them off the phones. And here are the folks that could have been guests. Stefan Edberg, Mats Wilander, Boris Becker, Yvonne Lindell, Pat Cash, Andres Gomez, Jim Courier, Michael Stich, Andre Agassi, Sergei Bruguera, Thomas Muster, Yevgeny Kafelnikov, Richard Krajicek, Gustavo Kuerten, Murat Safin, Goran Ivanisevic, Leighton Hewitt, Thomas Johansson, Albert Costa, and Juan Carlos Ferrero.
Those are some of the legends of the sport.
Yeah, Josh.
Don't give me no tennis.
Josh didn't fall. It just doesn't follow tennis.
That's Josh's fault, not
but we,
mine.
But we don't want to close this off to people who don't follow tennis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't follow tennis like I did back in the day.
But everybody followed it in the 80s and 90s. Everybody knew what was going on in tennis. And they knew the luminaries, the particulars, the guys.
Well, now I feel terrible for Josh.
Josh, I tried to give a bye.
Did he say he's going to Edie?
Of course.
Or did he say, I'm not going
he
to
Edie? He said he's going.
How many are you expecting?
240.
How many do you have confirmed?
I don't know. Not enough.
By the way, League 42, a couple of events. And I appreciate the opportunity to use this vehicle as
Please do.
To promote. Chicken and Pickle, July 30th. We're having a dinner with wine and a talent show. Lots of good stuff. It's $95 per person. You can go to the Chicken and Pickle website to purchase your tickets. It's a great cause for League 42. And then coming up on Friday, October 4th, at Sand Creek Station, we're going to have our annual golf tournament also to benefit League 42. So a couple things to look forward to, and you can also go to the Sand Creek Station website and find that tournament and register by clicking on calendar at the top of the clicking on events and then calendar at the top of the website. That's sandcreekgolfclub.com. There, how's that?
I love it.
Are you going to do either? How about you and your wife coming out to Chicken and Pickle?
You know she can't eat that stuff.
Who cares? Come out for the event.
I'll come out and eat some chicken. Maybe I'll bring the youngster with me.
We're serving a big dinner. You understand that?
Wait, we have to we don't just go up to the counter and you get proceeds?
No, this is a...
That's too expensive then.
It's $95 per person.
That's a way. Mike, you're not going to sign off on
it. You guys both have good jobs. What's difficult
about that? It's $190.
I just bought my tickets.
You have to buy tickets?
Of course.
You
think I'm
going
to use my
It's your event. Yes, I do.
I'm not, but I'm going to buy my tickets.
Vince McMahon doesn't have to buy tickets to WrestleMania.
Well, that WWE is not a nonprofit, are they?
I don't know.
So
I don't think.
I would always buy my tickets for a League 42 event. I'm on the up and up here.
All right, okay. I mean, I don't get it, but.
So you would just go and not buy your own ticket?
What do you mean? It's my event.
It's not my event. It's a League 42 event.
Who's League 42?
We.
You.
No, this is... I had very little to do with this
Who
event.
Who set this up?
This is one of our board members.
Who'd they go through to set it up? Who'd they approve it with?
Well, I kind of had to be involved in that process.
See, that's why I just... Okay, buy your tickets.
But, I mean, this is an event that we're excited about.
I'm surprised Chicken and Pickle wouldn't roll out the red carpet for you.
They are rolling out the red carpet for us. They're excited about this event.
And you understand by pickle, they mean playing pickle. They don't put it's not a Chick-fil-A situation where they put the pickles on the chicken sandwich.
You play pickleball out here.
Right. Pickleball.
Yeah. It's not called pickle.
Pickleball. They don't call it.
Hey, if you go out there and say the following, hey, can I play some pickle? They'll throw you out of there.
Why?
Because you're an idiot.
Pickleball. It's not even a ball, really.
Of course it's a ball.
It's a wiffle ball.
Are you kidding right
it's
now?
It's not a pickleball.
Are you kidding right now?
It's a wiffle ball.
Have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, the great Mr. Ingles at Hadley Middle School taught us pickleball. He was on the cutting edge. And we're talking about 25 years ago, so don't act like this is some sort of fad.
It is kind of
a fad. That guy knew what he was doing then. I think
here's what we're serving, by the way. For the main course, braised pork belly with blackberry agro dulce, tri-tip steak with sweet pepper a la grac, grilled broccolini with Parmesan lemon and Calabrian peppers, and crispy potatoes with rosemary and Parmesan. We've also got bruschetta with sausage and mushrooms, various cured meats, cheeses, and jam, pickled veg, and mustard, and a salad of wild greens, hazelnuts, dried cherries, and 10-year-old balsamic vinegar.
10-year-old?
Plus wine.
Does vinegar get better with age? I didn't know that.
You know what, Jeff? You are more than willing, and I give you credit for this. You're more than willing to come on this radio show on a daily basis and let people know how much you don't know.
There's a lot I don't know.
But that's impressive to me.
Why?
I couldn't do it. I don't have...
So you're saying just the random guy out there knew that 10-year-old vinegar was somehow this delicacy?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I defy that possibility.
That's what I'm saying.
869-1240. If you knew that aged vinegar...
Well, we don't have enough phone lines. Because everybody who's involved...
Well, I want to hear an explanation.
Everybody who's involved in cook... Why does wine get better
with it? Is it the acidity?
Why does wine get better
with it? I don't know.
Because of the vinegar.
Yeah. The number one ingredient in wine.
All I'm telling you is we got a heck of a dinner planned for you at our event on the 30th of July at Chicken and Pickle. And I expect a lot of our listeners to buy tickets.
Well, I hope they do.
Plus, here's a cool thing. We got 6 or 8 of our kids who are going to perform in a talent show that evening.
Nice.
I may get up and do a little karaoke for
please
for the crowd.
Just let the kids have the spotlight.
Why?
Just be in the back with your tickets. Eat your...
You know what?
Shame. Eat your old vinegar and be quiet.
It's a shame that I threaten you the way I
you
do.
You don't threaten me.
John, you're next.
Yes, vinegar is better the older it gets. Balsamic vinegar is some of the finest in the world. And if you are part of a nonprofit, you always buy your own tickets, even if it's an event that you're part of.
Exactly. Of course, John.
You mentioned it's some of the... Can you name, like, the top 6 vinegars?
Well, there's typically Italian vinegars of balsamic varietal because it is made from a wine derivative, so it wants to get older, and you have to have a good vinegar base to start. So, like, my mother has her own vinegar barrel that she ages, and we get bottles, and she lives in Kansas City, and we get bottles probably 4 times a year because we run out. We use it so much.
So when you hear Jeff on this radio show proclaim his lack of knowledge, what's your reaction, John?
I think he probably eats at McAllister's a lot or Jason's Deli, which there's nothing wrong with those places. But his palate is probably not very expanded, but that's just probably through not exposing himself to some of the different things in life. Which we know that's how he is.
When you heard our menu out at Chicken and Pickle for our night out there on the 30th, you're pretty impressed, weren't you?
The bruschetta sounded great. The tri-tip, everything sounded top-notch. That $95 for all that and the wine and the cured meats. I will be out of town, so can't attend. But I'm telling you, if you go to things like Passion, you buy your ticket. Those are great events, so I'm really happy for League 42.
Thank you, John. What a call.
I can't really
even get a call on so many different levels.
I can't get over him saying the word varietal. Is that a word?
He's out of your league,
first of all. Clearly.
Way out of your... Now, I can talk to
Italian
him.
Italian basalmic.
I can talk to him. We've got some things in common. But you, you couldn't have a conversation with him.
Oh, varietal. It's a wine.
Let's take a break, Max.
Good.
We're going to talk to Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. That's next on The Drive. You're listening to us on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.